tainug and avodas Hashem. And that's, you know, kosher to the parasha. Because people ask on the parasha, Hayem Hashem and Avram, lech lecha. Lech lecha, Rashi says, lecha la'anoscha la'tevoscha. Since when do we do mitzvahs la'anoscha la'tevoscha? Since when do we do mitzvahs la'anoscha? You know, there's a klal, mitzvahs la'av la'honos nitna. So what's the la'anoscha? Mitzvahs la'av la'honos nitna. Mitzvahs la'av la'honos nitna is a gemara Rosh Hashanah. So mitzvahs la'av la'honos nitna. So what's shal la'anoscha? You're introducing into the mitzvahs already that you should do it for ano. What's the vote? We have to understand. How does a person get into a hano and tainik in his avodas Hashem? So there's a big yisod, and it's a very very yisodistic yisod, and it can be taken very far. And that is, I've ever said state hayom la soisom and the machal lekabel schar. The oil of a tainuk is in Gan Eden. Tzadikim yoshvim menen in midizav v'ashchina. There is hano. There is hano. There is the oil of a tainuk. This world is be'emes. Mitzad the gidrei ha'olam of this world, it's hayom la'asayisom, it's olam asiya. To do the mitzvahs. And mitzvahs, and in that gedder, mitzvahs lav l'honest nitnu. L'honest nitnu is ne'enim izav ha'shchina. Wait, that's the olam ha'schar. You don't do the mitzvah with the schar. Here you do the mitzvahs and then you get the schar. So mitzad gidrei ha'briya, mitzad the gidrei of olam asiya where we're in, so then it's hayom la'asayisom, it's taka no tainim. And that's how mitzvahs lav l'honest nitnu. Rosh Hashanah is a yom ha'shmishpat. Hasketin the mitzvahs nishketin. You did it or you didn't do the mitzvah. So then, that's a sugya of mitzvahs lav l'honest nitnu. And that's the Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Because that's, take out the hano. Rosh Hashanah, the mishpat is, you did it or you didn't do it. We'll see where the next step is. In Kippur and Sukkot, how it follows on. Oh, well, then the person's going to say, so we're not supposed to take out hano. Mitzvahs lav l'honest nitnu, not supposed to have hano, taka. So should we do mitzvahs without hano? That a person should be go tell Tzvi Zilberberg we should daven without chukka, without chvais, without kloisa nefesh. What's the sprach over here? What's he going to answer to mitzvahs lav l'honest nitnu? Oh, so here the yisoide is a pel that comes down to pel the kizach. Yisoide is, and this is what you see from this week's parasha, and this is giboit on the parasha. The yisoide is tak, somebody who stays within the gidrei abriya, there's no hano, there's no tainuk. Mitzvah to do the mitzvahs lav l'honest nitnu. To get to the tainuk in avodas Hashem, the person's got to have got for a trip into the olam ha'tainuk and to be mamshech tainuk from down there, from up there. I mean, and then you can bring it down. How do you do that? How do you take a trip up? It's called in Hebrew mesirus nefesh. Mesirus nefesh means that you go up. You go up into the next world. You go up into the olam ha'tainuk. After mesirus nefesh, then you mamshech tainuk in avodas Hashem. So from Avinu, in the end of last week's parasha, he went into a kivshan ha'esh. He was moisa nefesh to the Rebbein Shlomo. Moisa nefesh to the Rebbein Shlomo means you go up to the Olam HaTainuk and you come down, and from there you mamshech tainuk and hanor. So taka tzadikim yoshvin and yenevelt v'nenim izav ha'shchina. But Avraham Avinu was there. He was in a kivshan ha'esh. And we know up in Pnimiyas HaTorah, up in the Svarim HaKdoshim, that when they went to the, they got it, came out with the Nuchiyas. They came out with the Nuchiyas. Which is, by the way, this is Agav. This is not. I don't want to mix into this. There's a whole share in its own. The end of the last week's parasha is about Yomos Terach Bechoron. Why? Because Avraham Avinu came out with a Nay Chias. Yenus Chias is a Toita Zach. Then he suddenly realized that the life of the materialistic, the Gashmistic life of him, how's there is Yomos? Because Rashi asked, he wasn't dead yet. So I should have shown Machayim Kurmis. Avraham Avinu came out with a Nay Chias from the Kishon Eish. Then he saw that his father's life was a Taita Lev. That's another Kol Nachzad L'Nyaneinu. That after Mitzvahs Nefesh, after you go up Taka to the Olam HaTainuk, you come down to the Moedik HaTainuk and a Bren in Avodas Hashem. So Meila, after the episode at the end of Parashas Noach, Avodas Hashem says, "Yet, Vayim Hashem Avam Lech Lecha, Yet is La'anoscha, because you were in the Nen and Mitzvah Shchina de Gevelt. So now you're doing it La'anoscha L'Tevoscha. So if a person wants to have Tainuk and Avodas Hashem, he has to do it through Mitzvahs Nefesh. See the end of the parasha as well. Mila. Mila is a mysterious nefesh. We discussed it before. It's shvichas dom. It's spilled blood. It's especially about Avraham Avinu's age. It was clearly a mysterious nefesh. And next week's parasha, Vayorotz, Vayah, Vayorotz, Kekrosom, Eloift. All the mitzvahs are the tainuk, the akedah at the end of next week's parasha. Vayashkim Avraham Baboike. Avraham Avinu is kulay, kulay, achuka, kulay, tainuk dike. It's not a person's mitzvahs lav l'honest nitnu. He does it as a robot. You don't find the ritza the whole time. We've discussed many times that the Beis Hamikdash was a makom of mysterious nefesh, right? The Mizbeach, you go straight into the Beis Hamikdash, the Pesach was the Mizbeach, and you bring up korbanos, you makar of yourself. It was a makom of mysterious nefesh. That's why it was a makom of Ritza. That's why it's a makom of ritza. Mesiras nefesh brings to tshuka, because mesiras nefesh means you go into the tainuk, you go into the tainuk, and there is ritza. Rosh Hashanah is mitzvah lavlanis nikna sugi in Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is the day of mesiras nefesh. Le'ein b'achila le'shtia v'le'idus v'le'yentz. We wear kittel because the kittel reminds us of one of the things. One of wearing a kittel is it reminds us of Yenevelt. Metitzach shanuk mit Yenevelt. As well as the mission about the Ritza, Hayurotzin, Va'ilim, Mekevesh, the mission in Yuma. Mission in Yuma, it's not talking about Avodah Yom Kippur, it's talking about the regular day, Hayurotzin, Va'ilim, Mekevesh. In a Yom Kippurdika, Mesiras Nefesh, then you miskash it to the Olam HaTainuk, you go up to under a belt, you go up to the Olam HaTainuk, and there you mamshich Tainuk. So Rosh Hashanah is Lav L'Hanis Nitno. Yom Kippur is Mesiras Nefesh. So from Mesiras Nefesh, that spills into the Yemin HaTachavkeni of Sukkah. Sukkah is that's the Ava, that's the Avodas Hashem, you take Ava, and where does that spill out into? Shmirat Tzeres, Simchas Torah, the Tshuka, the Tamsim, the Simcha. That's after Mesiras. After Mesiras Nefesh, then you feel the Ava and the Tshuka in Avodas Hashem. Man, this is Gibbot, you have to be Makatsi, you have to go. But this is Mamish the Vot of Zacharti Lo Chesed Nuraich, Ahavas Klulisaich, Ahavas Psaza Ava. Where did that come from? How did the Pasuk continue? Lechteich acharai b'midbar b'eretz leizeruah. Serious nefesh. Serious nefesh. That brings to a moedik a tainuk in Avodas Hashem. Serious nefesh. So meila, that's the word. Lahanoscha. Nochem kipshon eish is lahanoscha l'tevoscha. And that person has to know that if he wants to feel a tainuk in Avodas Hashem, coming to bring it down to our level, you want to feel, a person wants to feel a tainuk in Avodas Hashem. So on his level, Baruch Hashem in our door, we don't have to jump into a kipshon eish. But the Baruch Hashem wants a person Satina Bissel Meh. What's Mesiras Nefesh in Ador? Mesiras Nefesh in Ador is how he said a Bachi, he has trouble getting out of bed. Out of bed in the morning. So tell him, what's the tikkun to that? If you have trouble to get out of bed at 7:30 in the morning for davening, so the tikkun to that is get up at 6:30 in the morning. Force yourself out of sleep. That's a Mesiras Nefesh. That's Mesiras Nefesh, then you'll enjoy getting. Then that will introduce you to the tainug of getting up for davening. On a Mesiras Nefesh, if it's clockwise, if it's the alarm clock, if it's clockwise, it's in your Seyda Hayom, the Shir here, and then the Da'a, and there's no, it's all part of the Seyda Hayom. Nochem Dafi Yom Yishir. Right? So then you're not doing something beyond. Something beyond is Mesiras Nefesh, Ki'ilu. So if you're not doing beyond, the person will never have Tainik again as Avodas Hashem. If the person pushes himself, that's Mesiras Nefesh. Then he's Mamshich. Then he's mamshich from the Olam HaTainuk. So Meila, that's the lahanoscha l'tevoscha, and that's what Avraham Avinu is teaching us. Avada Avodas Hashem is alei b'dikazach. Avodas Hashem is alei b'dikazach. However, to feel the lei b'dikait, dem daf mishtab. To feel, it says, ein dimitay miskayem is mishim mishim. Miskayem means, so it has a kiyim. It's a kiyim dikazach. It's alei b'dikazach. You moist a nefesh, then you go up into the Olam HaTainuk, and then you mamshich the schar l'ositaka. You mamshich the schar l'osit down into the Olam HaHoiva, and that's why Avraham Avinu, there's a reason of demon the mitzvahs, all these in Yonim, and the levidikite and the tainug and ava that comes from the Zameila that explains us moedik, and that's what we finish off. In Birchas Krishna we say ava's Olam Haftana. Right? Ava Zayim Avtonu, Ava Rabba Avtonu, we talk about the Moedika Ava of the Rebbein Shimon has for us. Baruch Atah Hashem, Abrichi Ba'am Yisrael B'Ava. Our Avoida is, Kamayim Aponim Aponim. We should feel the overwhelming Ava to the Rebbein Shimon, Ava is Hashem Lekechem Chol Avavcha. How can we feel it? Serious Nefesh. What's the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad? The Pasuk of Yimei Mekabel Al Atzmeinim Serious Nefesh. The next pasuk after we makabel al atzmeinim mesiras nefesh, va'ahavtas Hashem lekecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol moedecha. So the more we push, in other words, svara says faked, because I'm pushing, I'm mutching myself. That's the opposite of tainuk. I'm tired, I'm mutching myself. That's the opposite of tainuk. Comes along a Torah Kedoshim and says, you're mutching yourself. Does it gerechen by the Eibishter as if you were moist nefesh? The faked, the mucherai is how good for the mucherai dafka, the mesiras nefesh dafka, that's going to bring to the tainuk. From there, you can take that into your oinig and avodas Hashem. But we have to go up there. The difference in Shabbos is normally in a week, to get there, you have to go all the way up. Shabbos, we is the Baruch Hashem takes us into it. But it's the same, it's the same bechina. It's the same bechina. Because Shabbos is like the Aliyas Oilemus. It's also like Avchinifne Aliyas Oilemus. You to keep Shabbos properly, so he feels Aliyas Oilemus. So it's got different names. What's Mesiras Nefesh? You go up to a different Oilem. What's the whole Shabbos? What's the whole Kavanas Leil Shabbos? Aliyas Oilemus. The whole Oilemus go up to Atzilus. So it's Aliyas Oilemus. Aliyas Oilemus is. It's not derech the mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh. It's also an Aliyas Oilem. So maybe you get to the Oilem Matayinu. You get to the Matayinu, you can mamshach bring that down.